Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Football on off the ball.
John Giles, what a player Johnny Giles was. What a footballer.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program. Proudly supported by Toyota.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we look ahead to our live commentary game in the League of Ireland tonight, with Shamrock Rovers looking to wrap up the title. Liverpool boss Arne Slot gives an injury update ahead of Sunday's clash with bitter rivals Manchester United, and Chelsea suffer a huge injury blow of their own. But first today, Shamrock Rovers can win a fifth title in 6 seasons tonight if they win or draw away to St. Pat's. If Rovers are beaten like they were against Shelburne last week, they could still win the title tonight if Derry City don't win away to struggling Waterford. Roberto Lopez is back for Rovers after he helped Cape Verde qualify for a first World Cup during the week. His wife is expecting a baby any day now, so he could yet be stood down last minute. Pats need a win themselves to keep their European hopes alive. Stephen Kenny's side are 6 points off the top three, but fourth place could be enough if Rovers beat Cork City in the FAI Cup final next month. Pats are 4 points behind fourth place Bohemians, who they play at Dalymount Park on Monday night. It'll be one of the last appearances for teenage striker Mason Melia in the red and white of Pats. And on this week's LOI pod with Stephen Doyle, Gareth McLean and Vinnie Perth, they discussed what's next for the 18-year-old and his move to Tottenham in January.
On Mason Melia, we know he's obviously stayed here for this season because he can't move to Spurs until he's 18. Just in general, what's the feeling from both of you? I'll start with you, Gareth, on Mason Melia, his progress, what level he's at now, and what are you kind of expecting when he goes over to the UK? Like, is he going to be training with the first team squad for a bit, maybe for the rest, the second half of the season? Do you see him going out on loan straight away? Like, how far away is he from perhaps challenging to get into the Spurs first team squad?
I think the closest one was the European appearances, Stego, that he's played in, the big European matches. He stood out. We heard Ole Gunnar Solskjaer say how impressed that he was. And again, it wasn't the impressed in his technical ability or his football ability. We know he has that. He's so quick at moving with the ball. It's incredible. But it's his physical ability at his age. He is, and this is what will set him apart to the other players coming through the academy at Spurs and playing under 23s footballs. I mean, people will tell you over there that it's not physical. And when they go into the first team, it's just too much of a step. Whereas Mason Melia has been playing in a man's game in a robust league and in European competition for the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, I just can't wait to see him. I hope to God he goes straight into the first team training, because if he goes into first team training, the way he gets battered by centre halves in the League of Ireland, it will not take a wrinkle out of him. And we know that, and having watched players go across that I've played with, generally it's the ones with a strong mentality that end up staying there.
I suppose you're kind of putting him in the same category as an Evan Ferguson. And when he sees, like, the progress that Evan Ferguson has made in a relatively short amount of time, like, he scored more goals at the age of 21 for Ireland than Robbie Keane had at the same age. It is 8-7, not a huge margin. But, you know, that's a huge inspiration for a player like Mason Melia as well.
Mason has to be inspired by what Evan has done. He should be. There is a bit of a difference. I think for the next 6 months, I'd be surprised if Mason goes anywhere but hangs around Spurs, just to learn his trade, learn what it takes to be around a club at that level. I mean, it's not even 5-star hotel stuff. It's 6-star training grounds, facilities, the wants, all of that stuff. People go, why is that important? Because that's the level of the changing room you're going to be mixing in, and you've got to adapt to that, and you've got to understand them people and their mindset, because you know they're ultimately your teammates.
And remember, you can listen to the LOI pod for free every week on the Go It Out app, wherever you get your podcasts, and on YouTube. Rovers will be keen to finally get their name on the trophy for a 22nd time in the club's history after they missed out with that loss to Shells last Friday. Sporting director Stephen McPhail told their in-house media team they're not taking their opponents for granted.
Yeah, obviously they're a good team with quality players. They probably expected to be a bit higher up the table this season, but it didn't pan out that way. So yeah, listen, we just need to concentrate on ourselves, try and put a performance in tomorrow, and try and get the job done, and try and win a title.
Kickoff is 7:45, and you can hear live commentary on News Talk and the Go It Out app from 7 o'clock with Stephen Doyle and Vinnie Perth. Elsewhere tonight, the race for Europe is the most interesting subplot of the final rounds of the domestic league season. Drogheda United have a huge chance to put themselves right in contention. They're at home to the already relegated Cork City. Cork only have FAI Cup final preparation and pride to play for as the reality of a return to the First Division sets in. Two more teams desperate for points meet at Eamon DC Park. Galway United play Bohemians. Galway are currently in the relegation playoff spot, 3 points behind Waterford and Sligo Rovers. They have played a game less though. John Caulfield's side have just one win in their last 12. Bows are looking to end a 4-year wait for European football. They occupy fourth place. They have played a game less than Shelburne in third. Shells, who spoiled Shamrock Rovers' title celebrations last week, welcome Sligo Rovers to Talca Park. I mentioned Waterford and Derry earlier on. The last time these two sides met in July, Derry won 7-2. Waterford interim boss Matt Lawler says despite the threat of a promotion relegation playoff, they have to focus on each game as it comes.
Derry is a mammoth task. Obviously, the last game we played against them was 7-2, a crazy game of football. So we know it's a really, really tough task against a really good opposition. So haven't looked at anything in great detail, to be honest with you, past. I'm going the old cliche of game to game, but my whole thoughts in the last 2 weeks have been on Derry and what Derry can bring and what we can bring to Derry.
Derry are on course to return to European action in Tiernan Lynch's first season in charge, and he says spirits are high going into their last 3 games of the season.
Yeah, listen, that's something that we try to pride ourselves on. We try not to get too carried away with the highs, and we never try to get too low in the defeats. And it's important that you get that level of consistency. I've been saying all season that they're an unbelievable bunch of boys. They work really hard. They're very committed, as you see in the games. And nothing has changed. We just hope now we can take that same level of momentum into the last 3 games.
In the First Division, Dundalk will receive the league title at home in front of their fans at Oriel Park when they play second place Cove Ramblers. Wexford and Treaty United face off in a straight shootout for the final playoff spot. A point will do for Treaty to finish fifth. Elsewhere, the already playoff qualified Bray Wanderers host Kerry. Athlone Town and Longford Town meet in a Midlands derby, and Finn Harps are at home to UCD. All of tonight's games kick off at 8:15. And Football Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Athlone Town dominate the SSE Airtricity Women's Premier Division Awards with 4 nominations for the Player of the Season. They are Kelly Brady, Maddie Gibson, Roisin Molloy and Hannah Vesh. Treaty United midfielder Isabella Flacchini and Wexford forward Ellen Molloy are also in contention for the main award. The nominees for Young Player of the Year: P-Main pair Mary Phillips and Ellen Dolan, Bohemians midfielder Ava Brennan, Shamrock Rovers Ella Kelly, Sligo Rovers goalkeeper Bonnie McKiernan, and Treaty United's Madison McGuan. Manager of the Year will be contested by Colin Fortune, who's no longer with Athlone, Alban Heise of Bohemians, and Treaty United boss Sean Russell. Ryan Gravenberg and Ibrahima Konate are both expected to be fit for Liverpool's Premier League clash with bitter rivals Manchester United at Anfield on Sunday, but manager Arne Slot will have to do without goalkeeper Alisson due to injury. The champions lost 3 games in a row before the international break. Slot says they have to put things right at both ends of the pitch.
We haven't created that many chances we did last season, and there's a reason for that. That's playing style of the opponent. And we have to find answers to that, but the first answer is not to concede so many goals as we did.
Bad news for Chelsea. Cole Palmer will be out for another 6 weeks with his groin injury. Enzo Maresca says the England international is relaxed and focused on returning to action as soon as possible. He's also ruled out Palmer needing surgery.
We try just to protect Cole as much as we can. But unfortunately, the medical staff, they are no magician. You never know that. Probably you need 6 weeks. We hope that 6 weeks, they are enough.
Lewis Hall's hamstring injury is minor and the Newcastle left-back should be fit to return before the international break in November, according to manager Eddie Howe. Newcastle have 7 matches inside 22 days between the October and November international breaks. Tino Livramento's out until December with a knee problem, which he suffered against Arsenal, so they're short on full-back options. Johan Wisse, meanwhile, is still on course to make his debut in early November. The summer signing from Brentford trained on the grass for the first time over the international break as he recovers from a knee injury that he sustained on international duty in September. Sunderland boss Regis Labrie says he's confident his players who went away with their countries over the international break will return fit and firing. Defender Trey Hume was among those in action for Northern Ireland in their World Cup qualifiers against Slovakia and Germany. Labrie isn't worried he'll have to curb his minutes when the Premier League resumes this weekend.
I think at that level, our players like playing intense games against strong teams, and they are used to do it, so it's not a big problem for me.
Rangers interim manager Stephen Smith says he's willing to take charge of the first team for as long as it takes to find the new boss. Negotiations to bring Kevin Muscat back to the club to replace the sacked Russell Martin are said to be nearing a conclusion with his current team at Shanghai. Smith has stepped up from the youth teams and will be in charge against Dundee United tomorrow. He says he'll be hoping to show his coaching ability.
I've got my personal ambition that I would be lying if I said I didn't want to be involved in the first team at any moment. So, but I also, I'm in no rush, so I love my job that I do, but the club are aware that I've also got ambition, which I think you have to work here.
And Middlesbrough will be hoping to get their championship promotion charge back on track tonight when they host Ipswich. They're second in the table, but they haven't won in their last 3 league matches. Ireland midfielder Alan Brown has made 5 appearances so far this season, but he's made just 1 league start for Borough. Their manager Rob Edwards says he's looking forward to a game against a side that were in the Premier League last season.
Probably after a little bit of a period of still working things out after a lot of change, which I can appreciate, they're going to be right there. So a really difficult game, but an exciting one for us as well. It's not going to be hard to get up for this one. You know, Ipswich under the lights at the Riverside on a Friday night, it's pretty good.
That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more next week.
Football Daily.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme. Proudly supported by Toyota.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.